Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. This week, tech companies admit it, Zoom fatigue is a problem. That's on this week's edition of PeopleTech, brought to you by Criteria. Finding and retaining great talent is a challenge, and Criteria can help. Their assessments help you make better talent decisions by identifying high potential candidates. Learn more? Visit www.criteriacorp.com. That's www.criteriacorp.com. Zoom fatigue has gotten the attention of big tech. Companies like Microsoft, Adobe, and Google are tweaking their products to dilute the effects of too much digital time by workers who've spent more than a year laboring from home. The Wall Street Journal reports that, with the workspace increasingly located at home, the workday has expanded to encompass more hours plus weekends, while the number of video meetings increases. So Microsoft, for one, has incorporated a control into Outlook that builds in breaks to prevent back-to-back video meetings. Adobe's working on a tool to help users reorganize and prioritize their days. And Google has updated Workspace to help delineate work hours. At the same time, some employers are taking their own actions. They're banning video meetings on Fridays or polling employees about whether the meetings they've been in were worth the time. Even before COVID, people were looking for ways to cut back on meetings and take short breaks, so workplace experts believe that such prompts can be helpful. But some of these features seem to be designed with the employer's needs placed over what employees might prefer, the journal said. So, for instance, one UX designer said it would be better to stop all notifications during breaks rather than create breaks between meetings. Google's stepping down that path with a new calendar feature. It's called Focus Time. It cuts the number of notifications you get during periods designated as uninterrupted work time and changes your status to Do Not Disturb. Is this all an extension of our focus on employee experience? Probably, especially if you believe in the arguments being made this year about all technology becoming work technology. Earlier this year, 92% of HR leaders surveyed by iSolved said experience was their top priority. Remote work and retention were the biggest reasons why. Those HR leaders also said remote work environments, stress, overworked employees, and negative attitudes were among the top threats to positive company cultures. One workplace expert told the journal that as tech became the only way to connect with others, we need to be better at using it and defining our own boundaries. One workplace expert told the journal that as tech became the only way to connect with others, we needed to be better at using it and defining our own boundaries. And the fact that these efforts are happening at all is worth some attention, another said. The conversation around employees being stressed and well-being becoming a priority hasn't really been heard before. This has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report, a publication of Recruiting Daily. This edition is brought to you by Criteria. Resumes and interviews aren't good at predicting job success, and they lead to bias that gets in the way of hiring a diverse, high-performing team. Visit CriteriaCorp.com to see how Criteria can help you unlock the potential of your candidate pool. That's www.CriteriaCorp.com. PeopleTech is a member of Evergreen Podcasts. You can check out other shows at www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.